All right, I'm joined now by the Canadian Mental Health Association Alberta Northwest President, Brent Taylor. How's everything going, Brent?
Good, Everett. Appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, not a problem. Now, can you explain to people the Canadian Mental Health Association Peace River Organization's concept?
Well, yeah, we're expanding into Peace River from Grand Prairie, and we're part of a much larger organization, Alberta Division, and there's a national association as well. So we're a 100-year-old company, and we're taking the jump to focus here in Peace River.
All right, now how's that going here in Peace River, and kind of what kind of progress have you made? I know it hasn't been that long of a time since you moved in here, but...
Well, it's a steady start. You know, these things don't move too fast. We're hiring for two full-time recovery college roles in Peace River, which is our educational programs. The Hub Resource Center, we've got that established in Grand Prairie, and we're going to replicate it here with the help of partnering with Peace River Clubhouse, who will, it's not certain, but it looks like they're going to be moving into our space as well 2 days a week. Mobile Addictions and Outreach is a program we have already active in the area and going to make us much more efficient here in Peace River rather than driving. And the building used to be a frame shop. It just turns out that it's got six studio units for our subsidized housing where we support people with mental health challenges. And it just looked like a good fit, and that's what made us jump.
Now you guys have an auction item fundraiser coming up here, or ongoing, I should say. Tell us more about that.
Well, we're doing this. We've talked about it for years, and we think that it's a really good fit for a mental health association for a fundraiser. You know, campaign is declutter, relieve stress, and live well. And, you know, clutter sparks anxiety, and so it's a win-win. And there's a tax receipt for anything over $20.
What kind of items can be donated?
Well, yeah, think of sporting goods, collectibles, tools, kitchen appliances that are less than 4 years old. We don't want anything, you know, it's got to be in good shape. We work with a third-party partner in Edmonton for the online sales because they've got a huge circulation, I guess you'd call it, for people attending the auction. That's Kastner Auctions in Edmonton, to put them a little plug.
Now, again, you said this is an auction fundraiser. So what do the auction proceeds go to support?
Well, every penny of the proceeds stay here in Peace River to grow our local programs like Recovery College and Community Outreach. The concept itself aligns well with our mandate, promoting mental wellness through decluttering, which, like I mentioned, reduces anxiety and also supports the donors. So since decluttering increases focus and mental acuity, it's just, like I say, we believe it to be a good fit. And by the way, it's a pilot project that we're doing here. Given success here, we will do that in Grand Prairie. And in each area, the funds will be dedicated to that area where they're collected.
Nice. Now, again, decluttering, helping focus. So clearly I got to do some decluttering myself.
Who doesn't?
So where and when can people drop off these items should they want to and feel the need to donate?
Well, we're open for now, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. And once we have more staff and able to attract volunteers, it may become more hours than that. But that's where we're at now. And we're right across from the ATB easy to find, right downtown. So 2 days a week for now.
Awesome. Well, again, hopefully that will grow. And like I said, this is an ongoing thing. So how has the fundraising been working so far?
Well, it's a slow start, but you know, it's probably as expected. We've got about 80 or 90 items collected so far. Some of them has already made it to the auction in Edmonton. So we have much bigger expectations, and unlike an event where so much work has gone into it, and for a 1 day event, this is an ongoing thing that we like to think it could be top of mind for our fundraiser. Think of CMHA, think of my old skis. I'm not using them anymore.
Fortunately, my old skis are somewhere in Saskatchewan. I'm not sure whereabouts they ended up, but
don't bring just one.
Yeah, you're going to need both of them. You're going to need both of them. So what's next for the Canadian Mental Health Association in Peace River?
Well, we're, like I say, bringing on staff. They're being interviewed now for 2 days a week. We expect that to be another 2 days a week when the clubhouse is aligning with us. And just so you know, it's worth mentioning that we're also looking for new directors in Peace River. We want to be in Peace River, and therefore we want voices from Peace River to be on our board and our governance.
Awesome. So are there any final thoughts on your Peace River work while you're here?
Well, stand back and be amazed.
Awesome. Well, thank you for swinging by here, Brent, and talking all about this fundraiser and the Canadian Mental Health Association building here in Peace River that recently opened.
I'm sure we'll be speaking again.